Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, over the weekend and earlier this week, lakes started to get thin layers of ice starting to set up. However, looking at the 10-day forecast, my guess is there won't be much ice left by the end of next week. Most of the courtesy docks have been removed from the lakes, so keep that in mind if you plan on getting out on a boat if and when we lose that ice. At Black Hawk Lake, there was thin ice across all of the lake as of Thursday, but is already starting to look pretty rotten. A few more sunny days in the 40s and some wind will probably have it open back up. The fishing activity slowed quite a bit due to the ice cover, but there are anglers still fishing. The fishing pier that we started building this summer is now finished and open for use. About a week ago, anglers were really doing well for crappie inside the fish house. A lot of those fish were around 12 inches. Most anglers were fishing with small tube jigs under a bobber inside the house. Now we have a circulator hooked up that keeps the water open around the fish house so you can still fish there if the lake is covered in ice. We put in a bunch of habitat structures underneath the deck, so when you're fishing along the edges of the deck, both inside and outside the house, you'll be fishing along the edge of the structure. There's also a rock bed in the middle of the fish house, so when you're fishing inside, you're also right above the rocks. Now, there still are a few crappies being caught, but it has slowed way up. Anglers have also been fishing around the inlet bridge a little bit, but I haven't heard of any respectable fish being caught there. The water is still open right now around the bridge because of the flow that is coming through there. Well, it's been a few weeks since we stocked Bacon Creek and Moreland Pond with rainbow trout, but there should still be some good fishing for them. You'll just have to keep an eye on the ice conditions and plan accordingly. With open water, casting jigs like MEPS spinners, Castmasters, and other shiny lures can be really effective. Fishing with a live minnow under a bobber also works. Remember that you do need a trout stamp in addition to your regular fishing license to fish for or keep trout, and the daily bag limit is 5. We'll be looking to stock those lakes again in January through the ice. Well, we're definitely in that time period where it's tough to get any open water fishing done, and the ice that we do have is not near thick enough to be out ice fishing. In the meantime, there are lots of hunting seasons open to keep you busy and provide opportunities to fill the freezer. Although Iowa's corn harvest is behind the average this fall, most of it's finally out, and that should mean a little easier time finding pheasants. The pheasant numbers are up or near what they were last year in this part of the state. The publicly owned hunting areas have a ton of habitat, and it's that thick, heavy cover that you should be looking for when it gets real cold. And as always, don't forget to wear your Blaze Orange. Now, any halfway serious bow hunter is probably trying to put in as much time in the tree stand as possible right now. The rut definitely seems to be in full swing, which means the deer are really moving and the bucks are getting stupid. While this is arguably the best time to be deer hunting, it also means an increased risk of encountering deer while driving down the road. Deer activity is higher during the early morning and late evening hours, but during the rut, they could be going all day too. Those bucks won't think twice about stepping out in front of a car if they're hot on the trail of a doe, so be careful out there. Well, duck hunters had a good run for a few days late last week when a bunch of mallards showed up at Black Hawk Lake. However, they moved on after a few days, and there doesn't seem to be a lot around right now. The Canada geese are sticking around, and there are quite a few roosting on the ice in Town Bay. My hope is that there's going to be another push of birds before the season ends in the first part of December. Now, hopefully, we can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. If you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting or fishing this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.